Cool. Welcome back to Bat Rankings, where you can come for Batman.
But stay for the Golem.
Yeah, I'm your head scientist, Ben Creighton, with me as always.
Hey, it's Kenny Wendorski.
Oh, it's been... Did we just do Matlock? No, we just did the pilot last week, so I'm... Man, we've been coming up against the raggedy edge. I have not edited the next episode yet.
We are... Yeah, I was telling Sarah, I'm glad we're getting into the twofers now, because...
Yeah.
We've been living on the edge for about a month now.
We really have. Well, we forgot that springtime, you tend to get slammed at work.
Yeah.
Spring break stuff.
And just the nature of this beast, it's been, you know, two-parter, movie.
Yeah.
Hour-long episode, two-parter.
Yeah.
It's just like, God damn it.
We both took vacations. Yeah, we burned through our whole backlog.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to be building some of that back up again.
We're back.
Yeah. We're doing it. Yeah.
Oh, so I was talking to my good friend Chuck today.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He said we should call our backlog our bats log.
Ah!
Thank you, Chuck.
Good one, Chuck. Yep. I mean, finally, we're bat rankings again. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd called it my super log, folks might have thought I was bragging. Hey, we watched Golem today.
That's right, we did.
We have fun.
Yeah. This is an episode in which we get a lot of high school hijinks in here.
Yeah, folks at home may know I went through the entire DC animated universe. Now, not counting Matlock, I was not aware at the time that was in continuity.
Yeah,
but everything but Matlock and a few of the other, I have never watched much Static Shock, and I've never seen any of Zeta Project. Which I guess is a spinoff.
I forgot about those.
That's a thing that exists. So I haven't been to every weird corner, but we like to end each episode, at least of a recording session, saying what we remember about the next episode coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mostly remember about Batman Beyond is it's three seasons.
Mm-hmm.
The middle season is the longest. I remember the first season being pretty good, and then the second season being not the greatest.
Mm.
And then I think by the third season, they knew they were canceled, and so they could just kind of do whatever they wanted because they didn't have the studio heads. Like, what are you going to do, cancel us?
Yeah.
And so the third season started to get real good again.
I don't remember. That sounds about right, though.
Yeah, but I remember the second season having a lot of this high school stuff. I think that must have been like the network notes was, no, you gotta make it, you gotta get hip with the kids. And then by the third season, I think what the creators, your Bruce Timms, your Paul Dini's, your Alan Burnett's, I think what they really wanted to do was get into more of the universe building, because they were so invested in this shared universe.
Yeah.
And I think that's when it started to get really good. But we're not there yet. We're still in high school.
Yes. So Terry has a friend. His name is Wally Watts. I wouldn't really call him a friend.
Yeah.
He goes to the school. And Wally Watts has a thing for this platinum blonde. She's young. She's attractive. She's Bruce Timm design. Blade.
Stop goofing around, Blade.
Yes. Blazers and lasers and all kinds of azers.
Her name is Blade.
Blade's mother was attacked by a vampire while she was pregnant.
Yeah, that's another thing we're going to get a lot of. We're going to start getting the future slang in this episode. Shway means cool.
Slag him means kill him.
Yep. And so I don't know about you. I always watch... I'm an old man. My hearing's not that great anymore. I always watch things with subtitles turned on.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the HBO Max subtitles for this show are not great.
Mm-hmm.
They're because they say TWIP a lot. TWIP.
Mm-hmm.
And the subtitles always say TWIT, which is a real word.
Yeah.
But TWIP seems to mean something between twit and twerp. It's like, hey, nerd, who's this twip? I'm going to get you, you twip.
Yeah, slag him.
Yeah. he's not shway at all.
Yeah.
And you know, future teen hip slang can be really annoying.
It is. Thank you.
Oh, see, I'm over on the other end. They come so heavy with it, and it's so bad, I think it comes back around and is fun in this dumb show.
So I'm the 40-year-old that works as a waiter with all these young kids who are just starting their careers. They say things I have to go on Urban Dictionary I don't know what the hell they're saying. I'm so old. But yes. Yes.
But yes, we open up on I think it's Willy Watt.
Willy, okay.
Yeah. And he's, you can tell he's a nerd because he's got a bowl cut and glasses with round frames.
He looks like, remember the guy from Dexter's Laboratory who had a thing for Dee Dee?
Mandark.
He has a real Mandark vibe,
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's, you know what? God bless him. He's got some cojones because he goes up to this girl who's very clearly out of his league.
Yes.
And he says, hey, you know me, we're in the same cybernetics class together. That's a future thing that future teens might study.
And she doesn't like it. She says, this is so lame. It's so lame. I don't like it.
Yeah. He says, well, I could tutor you and also maybe have sex with your vagina.
And she says, ah, a tutoring? I don't, who said anything about tutoring?
And that's when Nelson, remember Nelson from the pilot?
Yeah.
Nelson Nash, basically Flash Thompson.
I wouldn't want to fight me neither.
He's got a fancy car, and he's like, hey, Blade, baby.
Yeah, I'd like to put my penis inside you.
Check out my wheels, huh?
Yep.
That's something girls appreciate.
Yeah, and she doesn't seem much more into Nelson than she was into Willy. Like, maybe a little, but I think she's just enjoying the attention more than anything else.
Could be. So she walks away from the situation. And Nelson kind of looks at Willy like, hey, you know, you're not going to get her. You're
yep.
not.
Yep.
You're not, a nerd. And I'm happen. Very not a nerd.
Yep. And Nelson, in fact, starts getting really aggressive at one point, thinks that that Willy might have accidentally scratched his car and looks like he's about to kick his ass.
Yes.
And that's when Terry shows up. And yeah, you don't get the sense that he and Willy are super close, but I mean, we've seen Terry. That was his establishing moment in the pilot, was sticking up for somebody getting hassled on the subway.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy who sees somebody getting hassled. He's gonna do something about it.
I assume he knows Willy, yeah. And he doesn't hang out with him, but he doesn't wish any harm on him either.
Yeah, well, and we know that he knows Nelson and does not care for him.
Yeah.
So if he sees fisticuffs about to go down and Nelson's on one side of it, Terry's going to put himself on the other side of
yes.
it.
Yes. So Nelson's like, all right, you're not worth it, but you are, McGinnis.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'm going to sock you good.
In fact, he specifically says Sunday, but Sunday comes and goes, and this fight never happens.
Nope.
This is a bit of a dropped plot thread.
Yep.
But Willy goes home, and Daddy Watt, who I don't think he ever gets a name.
No.
So we're going to call him Daddy Watt.
Daddy Watt.
He's a construction worker, and he's working with this giant robot golem.
Yes.
It's got a fancy VR interface and a human operator remote controls it, puts on this pair of VR goggles that initiates some kind of mind connection, and whatever move the human makes, the robot makes.
And you can use it to drill or place iron beams together.
Probably
or iron beans, too.
If you have iron beans,
put them together. Why not?
Maybe that's how they grow these tall, tall skyscrapers. They plant iron beans.
Iron helps us play.
And an iron beanstalk grows, and they build a skyscraper out of
Jesus,
it. You don't,
we're
it's the future.
Yeah, but anyway, son of a... Willy says, you know, he's obviously got picked on. The dad is like, well, did you punch him back? Because I used to be the popular tough guy.
Yeah. Willie says, well, no, I'm very small and weak, and I would prefer not to get my ass kicked. And Dad says, look, somebody messes with you, you gotta mess with them back. Hit them where it hurts. I'm going to make that vague instruction to you and then go along with my day confident that nothing bad will come of this.
So Willie does.
Yeah, Willy takes his old man's advice, and he puts on the old Willy noggin and says, well, I might not be big and strong, but Dad's robot sure is.
I'm going to borrow his construction robot and use it to destroy Nelson's fancy red car.
That's the thing he loves the most, and so this big, giant, 10-story robot comes tromping around as Nelson is once again hitting on the fair Blade.
Yes,
and Nelson,
her name is Blade.
Blade. Her name is, I'm not sure if this is a nickname or if 40 or 60 or however many years in the future, this is the sort of name that a parent would put on their daughter's birth certificate.
Yeah.
There's a Khaleesi in the after-school program at the community center where I work.
Oh,
that poor child. Got knocked up, but I mistakenly traded in the fate of the baby and put my hubby in a car. Anyway.
Blade is talking to Nelson. Nelson's hitting on her. Robot shows up. Nelson gets scared.
He runs away like, I was about to say, like a coward. And that seems to be what Blade thinks. But I'm Team Nelson on this one. You see that robot come clamping up? It's every man, woman, and child for themselves. Get out of there.
And robot picks up the red car and smashes it and throws it.
Yep. Batman shows up. They get a little punchy-punchy in. And as this whole thing goes on, ultimately the robot takes a swing at Batman, misses, and punches into an active power line. The robot shorts out and goes down. And Willie gets some kind of feedback through the VR interface. He falls unconscious, too.
Yes.
And the robot gets taken down. The police are able to track down the little VR get-up, but are not able to determine. Apparently, Willie woke up and peaced out. Couldn't figure out, you know, who was operating it. But as Bruce and Terry are looking through the security footage in the Batcave, they see the robot went right for the car. Somebody's got it out for Nelson. Mm-hmm. Who might hate Nelson? And Terry says, well, me, but I didn't do it. let me ask around.
Yeah.
We also see Willie and his dad watching the news about it. And his dad says, by God, that's my... Well, he knows it was his robot that got stolen. And, of course, he immediately says, isn't that kid that you have a grudge against? And I told you to hit him where it hurts. And no, of course not. Daddy Watt's not too smart.
He just says, it's like, I hope the person is going to regret their life when I find them out. And the kid's like, maybe he already does. What's that? Nerd boy? Nothing, Dad. No. That's what I thought. And then he goes... Nerd boy. Willie goes to school, and Blade's still not feeling Nelson because Nelson was a coward, apparently, even though, like you said, I would have ran, too.
Yeah, but, yeah, Blade clearly expected him to do some chivalrous save that I have no idea.
Throw a rock at it? I don't even think a big rock would have worked.
I mean, to be fair, Nelson ran... I don't think she was quite expecting him to engage in fisticuffs, let's say, with this giant robot. But Nelson did not show any concern with making sure that Blade also got to safety. And that seems to be her objection. But he's apologizing. I'm sorry, baby. I panicked. But you know I care about you. I still would like to be inside your vagina.
Well, Blade said no. She's going to go with Willie.
Yep.
Just to prove a point.
Yep, she decides there's the big high school dance on Saturday, and she asks Willie to go with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they do.
And it's a green-lit future Blade Runner
high school dance.
It's the night of the senior prom. The Bates High School gym is alive with excitement.
You know, like all of them that we went to. And
I love, you know what else is really good in this series is the future clothes.
Yeah.
Because they're not quite like Star Trek onesies.
I'm just going to say it's very 60s-ish. Yeah. What if the 60s thought the future was going to look?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
But the designers do a great job because you can tell who's supposed to be the cool kids. Mm. And you see Willie in his future tuxedo.
Yeah.
And they make it look futuristic enough that it does look like future fashion. But also, you can tell that he's supposed to be the dorky, poorly dressed one.
It's like Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels' Dumb and Dumber tuxedos were mutated just a smidge to make it age-appropriate for the 21st century.
Yep, I love it.
And she's not digging it.
Yeah, you can tell Blade's kind of regretting her decision. Like, okay, I was really just trying to make Nelson jealous, but it works. Nelson comes up to her while Willie's off getting the punch, and this time he seems to have won her over, and she says, yeah, you know what, but I... Give her a little bit of credit. She does say, well, but I came here with Willie, and I feel bad for him.
And he says, never you mind. I'll take care of it.
I will discuss it with him like a gentleman, and just explain to him what's going on.
And they throw him off the bridge.
Yep.
Into waters below.
Yep.
Yes, there is no gentleman discussion. They throw Willie right off the side into the waters below. He comes on up, drenched in water.
Yep.
And we get our carry sequence.
But tonight, No one will laugh at Carrie.
Yep, yep. So Dana and Terry are there, and I will say this for Dana. She's a very attractive Bruce Timm design young woman. She clearly runs with a popular crowd, but much like her boyfriend Terry, she sees this poor beleaguered nerd, and her first instinct is, oh, everybody's laughing at him, and he's sopping wet. She says, this is terrible. Somebody's got to do something. Hey, Willie, come on in. We're going to get you some dry clothes. We're going to take care of you, buddy. So.
And he says, I don't need any help because...
It turns out I got brain powers when my brain got zapped, and now I can control the big robot without needing the VR goggles.
And that robot comes in and destroys the dance. Kids are running everywhere. Yep. There's buildings, and there's like a freeway that he just crashes on through.
Yep, they're at this big like Coney Island carnival type. Apparently that's where school dances are held in the future.
Yeah, same with us.
Yeah.
And
at the Tucson docks.
Yes. And luckily, Terry's there at the dance, suits up, and we get ourselves a fight.
Yep. It's a great big old fight sequence. There's punching. There's gas grenades. Daddy Watt shows up for some reason.
He saw the golem leaving towards the docks. And so he's in his car and he follows after it to find... Who jacked his golem?
That's right, and he figures out that it's Willie and tries to tell him, this isn't what I meant. And
yeah.
Willie says, well, guess what, Dad? Now I'm bigger and stronger than you, so fuck you. You go in the dark water.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, I'm going to slag him now.
No. Luckily, Terry's able to stop the big robot.
Yep, he chucks a grenade into its eye or something. I don't know. I was,
Yeah, that zippy zaps. The golem's destroyed. Willie loses his brain power, apparently.
Yep.
And he's taken to juvenile detention.
Yep, we find out on the news that he gets 3 years in juvie. He's a minor. And it's being classified as a theft, apparently, not assault. So he sounds like he kind of got off easy for somebody with murder on his mind.
And he's watching the news, and some bullies in the detention center are like, we want to watch the TV. Get out of the way, nerd. And he's able to use his brain to mess around with the TV.
Yeah, makes it explode, and all the juvenile detention center bullies are freaked out, and they run away. And Willie smiles and. Thus ends Golem.
Yes.
Kenny, did this episode hold up?
Yeah. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah, this was very middle of the road.
Yeah.
You were not wrong to call it the Carrie sequence because, yeah, this is Carrie AF.
Yes. It's your, bullied child getting his revenge fantasy.
Yeah, but I don't know. It needed some kind of wrinkle. This feels not too terribly different from, say, Mad as a Hatter, The Unrequited Love.
Right, yeah. I didn't care too much for Willie. I will say I love the design work of the circuit boards.
Yeah.
Because we get images of Willie's brain and the golem's circuitry brain.
Yeah.
And there's lots of cool designs with these glowing lines that connect to circles. And it's a very well animated episode.
Yeah. We didn't really talk about it much because it doesn't really factor into the plot at all. But as you mentioned last episode, we do get the premiere of the...
Yes.
The Batsuit has like a Predator stealth cloak. Apparently somebody at Wayne Tech's been working on that See No Evil tech.
Yeah.
And making it so that it doesn't make your brain go crazy no more.
That's right. He uses it a couple of times in this episode.
Yeah, but he's... explicitly just testing it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll come in handy later, but this is just setting up those little breadcrumbs so that you don't feel surprised later on when it becomes relevant.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it was a pretty simple story. Blade was a total nothing character. Nelson is such a stock jock jerk high school bully.
Her name is Blade.
Blade. Blade.
Also, yes, her name is, in fact,
so
Blade.
So stupid.
It's pretty stupid. It's a little stupid.
Yeah, well. But let's see how stupid. Using
with science.
I'm a disciple of science.
All right. Now, unfortunately, the hamsters are still missing after we successfully reconstituted them from the goo. But then when we used the See No Evil tech on them, they ran away and we can't find them.
Every once in a while I hear a squeak, but I can't feel them. They're gone by the time I hear the damn things.
Yeah, I just hope that we have successfully shielded them and that the See No Evil tech is not turning them into criminally insane super hamsters.
One could only hope.
Yeah. Well, that's a concern for next time. In the meantime, let's put our lab coats on.
Well, let's take them pants
off.
Woo!
All right. Our list is growing by the week. It's got three whatchamacallums on them. Rebirth Blackout the Judge.
Nice.
Yes.
Well done.
All right. And as I flip my three-sided coin... Is this episode Golem better or worse than number 2 Blackout?
No.
I'm going to concur.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blackout was better.
Like you said, you got the origin story of this villain, but I think Blackout's more fun.
Yeah. Well, and she's got a more interesting power set.
Mm-hmm.
And also, so this episode was also very stylish, and there was a lot of, like, the cameras zipping around and doing crazy things while Willy's mind powers are causing Dragon Ball Z green auras around him.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that fit with what his actual, like, why should he have DBZ auras around him when all he's doing is controlling a robot with his mind?
I don't know.
With Ink, the cool, stylish animation was at least in service of, if not a very cool story, at least it was of a piece with what her power set is.
Yeah, and Nelson is so stereotypical.
Yep.
Meh.
Yep. All right. Well, in that case, we have got but one decision left to make. Our science segments are going to be short for the next little
while. Yeah.
Is Golem better or worse than Matlock's The Judge?
I do think it's better than Matlock's The Judge.
Man, I don't know.
Really?
That scene where Matlock and Andy Griffith and Dick Van Dyke are acting so hard at each other, just making the biggest silly dumb white guy faces at each other.
Yeah, but the animation is really good in this. Like you were talking about the DBZ auras.
Yeah.
It looks great.
That's true. It does look good.
And you get the camouflage power. There's some great action sequences.
Man, would you have ever guessed when we decided to do Matt rankings that this is twice in a row now that you've been the one arguing for Batman and I've been on Team Matlock?
No.
That was not a thought in my mind. That said... I do come back to the fact that the plot of The Judge was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I will go ahead and concur.
You know, good old-fashioned revenge story. It's not going to win an Oscar, but it's simple.
Yeah. All right. Marking it down at the new number 3 spot. Golem just below Blackout and just above The Judge. And let's see what we're going to be judging. Well, we're canceled.
Oh, no, not yet. Already? Oh, well, my God.
Let's see what we're going to do.
I just bought a house. I'm ruined. Ruined.
Well, as Kenny fills out his bankruptcy paperwork, I'm going to see what we're going to be doing in the next episode of our canceled podcast.
I already know. You want to know?
Yeah, go. Tell me.
It's Meltdown.
Meltdown, that's right.
It's Mr. Freeze, he's back!
Oh, shit! I only saw for once, I didn't get spoiled by HBO Max's UI.
I saw it coming up, and I almost wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
Send you a text, be like, hey man, you want to do 3? But no, let's stick with the format, we'll save that for next week.
Yep. We'll tackle Mr. Freeze when we're fresh.
Yeah.
But, that'll be I'm trying to remember, was he... He was ahead when we left him last, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, okay. This one, well, you know what? We'll just get there
we'll
when
see.
We get there.
Yeah, I have some vague recollection.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right. Well, that'll be next week. In the meantime, Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet?
You can find me at Weisky TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And you can find me at HBI2K on Twitter or twitch.tv/BenCreighton. And you can find the two of us right here at anchor.fm/BatRankings. Where you can subscribe on your podcatcher of choice, leave us a voicemail, you can pledge us $1, $5, or $10 future dollars a month to... Look, we're going to need... We either need to catch those hamsters or get some new ones.
Yeah, and I bought a house, guys.
Also, Kenny's bankrupt because we're canceled. So if you want to support our canceled show, You could do it monetarily, or you could give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are rated. Podcast rankings, if that's a podcast, rank us there.
Yeah, and or you can leave us a voice message. That's fun. I love those things.
They're always fun. Or just tell a friend.
Yeah.
Or just tune in next week for Meltdown.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.